Hello, and welcome to the title of show, Audio Tosscast. I'm Brittany Brown with Hunter Bell and Jeff Bowen. Let's talk about some of the changes the show went through as you were writing it. There was a song that eventually became Monkeys and Playbills, but first it was called...
It was called 21 Lesser Known Musicals. And actually there are 49 musicals in Monkeys and Playbill, but I wrote the song called 21 Lesser Known Musicals, which was just about the idea that these playbills were going to inspire Hunter to write. And the reason we changed it ultimately was because we had done three backers auditions or three readings. And the thing that made 21 Lesser Known Musicals so funny in performance is that we did a cheer with like a mount. We had done the song several times in the reading, and because you couldn't cheer and you're sitting there with the script, the song set just was like, it was just trying to sit there as a song, and it's not a very interesting song.
Were you trying to do mounts and things with the scripts in your hands?
No. So we just would sit there and be like, this is where we would do the cheer, and it would be really awesome. So one afternoon, I remember my apartment, I was just like, all right, I'm going to break this apart. And I made this huge list of like every flop musical ever in the history of the world, and I just sort of freeformed
the story. Yeah, we said make a story out of
the titles, and so I just made the story, and then the song grew up into that, and then we sort of put those Mamas and Papas vocal arrangements on it,
and also the evolution was we truly wanted to find a moment in the show that it sort of in some small way exposed how Jeff and I really worked, like we were in our separate corners, and you know keep the pen flowing.
And we didn't want to write a song like, oh, we're writing a musical. Isn't it hard to write a musical? Like, we wanted to actually...
That song was awesome,
yeah. We wanted to, in a more esoteric way, just demonstrate the actual form of, like, what actually comes out. And sometimes it's something so random as a monkey driving a speedboat. Yeah, so 21 Lesser Known Musicals... when we did it at the festival, was a song that was inspiring Hunter to create.
I see.
And we ended up wanting to, at the same time, use it to show Jeff creating as well, so both the characters are creating simultaneously.
Because you do look at old playbills, and you were looking at old playbills at the time, just for ideas.
I was doing it just this afternoon.
what did you look at this afternoon?
I looked at Cry for Us All.
Of course.
A Real American Hero.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah. Carmelina, you know.
Well, let's hear 21 Lesser Known Musicals.
There's the golden apple, and golden rainbow, and golden boy, and Goldilocks.
Golden rainbow? We could do a musical about a casino!
They fall and steal, the flight they deal, and bring back Birdie, and Fables and the Ox.
Bring back Birdie? We'll do a sequel musical!
There's Hurry Harry, happy as Larry, Marilyn, and Mary, warm for Mary.
But those musicals don't help me at all.
Oh, brother, oh boy, oh captain, oh rogue, oh please, oh coward, oh hero, hey. 21 lesser known musicals do help me write.
Those lesser known musicals will help me solve my life plight.
You will endure if you study the obscure. Your play will last if you draw upon the past.
Yeah, but why don't you choose those musicals? I mean, none of them ran for very long, and half of them weren't in Knox's Carriage.
A shallow. Now let's all cheer like the game on ESPN2.
Tune in next time for another Title of Show Audio Tosscast. I'm Brittany Brown.